Good morning, Trinity. Happy New Year. We were asked to come and give you a little insight into our quiet times and devotions and the time that we spend alone with God. And I'm the first one up. I always feel like I'm like the junior elder because, you know, Dave's a pastor, been to seminary, and Ben's a pastor, has been a pastor. Carrie could be a pastor. He's got like Greek and Hebrew libraries and everything. And I just got my little Bible and a little book, and I look on the computer for stuff when I need stuff. So we're going to talk about our quiet time and devotion. And Leslie and I do a workout in the morning called P90X. That's we get up and we work out. And there's three levels to it. And the first, there's a modified level, there's a regular level, and there's an extreme level. So I'm counting myself as the modified level. And the modified level is for people who are just beginning, and the workout's not as stressful, and it's really easy to do. So that's what I'm here for you for today, okay? So for those of you who are getting started with their prayer life and getting started with their devotion life, I'm here, devotion light. Now, I want to talk about what I do in the morning, and there's really not a formula. There's not a particular time to do, or a particular thing to do, or a particular length of time to do. I just know that Jesus himself would always go away and want to be alone with his Father. And he would go and want to be alone and pray, so it's just him and his Father. And that's the example that he sets for me. I want to start my day off just me and my Father. I really don't like going outside that door unless I've had time spent alone with my Father. And there are days when I do go outside that door and have not spent time alone with my Father, and it feels very awkward. So what I do is I get up in the morning and we do our workout, and then I have a particular room in the house that I go to, and that particular room is, to me, the place that I go to be with my Father. It's nothing special about the room. As a matter of fact, it's probably the junkiest room in the house because it's where we throw everything, but I go there because that is our room. That's me and my Father's room, and I go there to be with him. And in my prayer time, the first thing I want to do is acknowledge who he is, his greatness, his power, his sovereignty, that I am there to report for duty that day, and let him know that I know my position and I know his position. And I know he is God Almighty. He is Adonai. He is my Abba Father. And I'm there to bow down before him and present myself to him as a sacrifice. And I pray for my family. I pray for the church. I pray for others around the world. And I really particularly have a heart for the persecuted church in China. And I make sure that I pray for them. And I feel like we here in the United States have the freedom to worship Jesus, to talk about Jesus anytime, anywhere that we want to, but the persecuted church in China, they cannot speak about Jesus anytime, anywhere they want to. If they do, it's very restricted, and those who really, truly follow Christ have to do it underground at peril of being thrown in jail, tortured, and even killed. And I believe it's our responsibility. You know, I feel like, wow, you know, it's so easy for us to be Christians here. And that just doesn't seem fair. Well, God needs us here to be able to practice freely, to pray freely, to worship freely, to raise money, to send Bibles to our persecuted brothers and sisters. He needs us here. We have a job to do. And so I feel like my job is to be there praying, and I ask God to send them a smile for me. Let them somehow know that I am there at that time in the morning praying for that prisoner that's in a cell in China somewhere. And then I pray for my family, and I pray for my friends. And I use that time that I go and speak to God. I let God know my heart. And then there are times when God needs to speak to me. And you hear a lot of people talk about God speaking to them. And some of the elders come up, might tell you that they just sit and listen for God to instruct them, to talk to them, to touch their heart. Well, that's never happened to me. Never heard God speak to me just sitting there. God speaks to me through reading his word. And so when I'm done praying, I go. And I'm not saying that there, you know, God, he just not what he does for me. You know, he might do that for others, but that's not what he does for me. And so I spend time in the morning reading the word and letting God speak to me through his word and giving me instruction, letting me know his heart, letting me know where my heart should be, letting me know who he is, and just filling me up with him and building a foundation and strength and trust in him. And man, when you read the word yourself. When you get down into the word of God, no one in the world can tell you he does not exist. No one in the world can say anything negative about him. You won't ever, you know, the thing when people say, well, God's so mean, he kills babies and he sends people to hell and he doesn't exist. It rolls off your back. You know the truth. It's planted in your heart. And another thing that I do is I have this little prayer book that I keep. And in some of our Bible studies and with youth group and prayer meetings, before we start, like in my Bible study, which is 7 o'clock tomorrow at my house, we start off with prayer requests and praises. And we just go around and people give prayer requests and also talk about what the Lord has done for them throughout the week. And that's what I do. I write down prayer requests, things that I'm going to be praying about. And the reason I started doing that is because I'll pray for something. I'll pray for the Lord to help one of the members of our Bible study with their finances. And pray about it a couple of days, and pretty soon I'm not praying about it anymore. I'm not thinking about it anymore. And then we'll get a report back that person was helped somehow. And I want to record that. I record my prayers, I record my requests, and I record the praises because I want to have a record of what God has done. I want to have a record of the prayers he has answered. And you know, there's some in here that I haven't written the answer to yet. But you know, I still pray about them and I know that God is going to answer. And there are many in here that I've looked at and written in tearfully the answers that he has given. And so that helps to keep me on track and helps me to keep in my heart and mind the things that I'm speaking to God about. But the most important thing I want to talk to you about today is the having God speak to you through his word. One thing that I just do not like hearing, especially from followers of Christ, from those who claim Jesus Christ, is that I don't read the Bible because the Bible is boring. Yeah. Because and surprisingly, you hear that from followers of Christ. And my response to that is, I don't do things that are boring because they have no interest to me. I have no relationship with them. And I really just don't care about them. If you gave me a ticket to an opera, I would sell it and buy a ticket to a basketball game. And I'd be at that basketball game. I'd be all up in that game. Leslie's been to basketball games with me. Michael, you're not the coach. They have their own coach, you know? And so that's because that is interesting to me. Now, admittedly, before I decided to just surrender to Jesus Christ and said, you know what, I accepted you, but I've been struggling and pushing my car instead of driving it, and I'm just going to give it up, and Lord, show me who you are. And someone pointed and said, you know, you want to know who Jesus Christ is, read the book of John. And I just started reading and reading. I got this Bible for my 16th birthday, and for 22 years, it was brand new looking. And it's only gotten into this condition in the last 10 years or so, 10 or 12 years or so. And because I decided I have an interest in Jesus Christ. I have an interest in my Father. I want to know, and that's basically what I said to God. I said, I want to know who you really are. I want to know you. And if you want to know God, if you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a follower of Christ, then your heart wants to know who he is. Amen. And his word cannot be boring. You know, no one's bored with Pastor Dave's sermons. But if he didn't have the word, we'd be bored to tears. With him trying to bring the word of God to us. I'm not saying he's a boring person. We have a great time together. But when you hear the words, when you hear the word of God, when you hear the Bible verses, the amens aren't for him. They're for God's word. And so it should not be boring to you. In Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, this is how I feel about God's word. And God expresses it better than I do because he knows me better than I do. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. And I read God's word every day because I don't want to wander from his commandments. I don't want to offend him. I don't want to live a life that's offensive to him. I don't want to commit sin that's offensive to him. And how will I know that unless he tells me what it is? The word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on thy precepts and regard thy ways. I shall delight in thy statutes. I shall not forget thy word. If you want a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you desire a relationship with your Father, if you desire to get closer, you can't do it without this. It won't be boring to you. God's word is only boring to those who have no interest in God. Amen. God's word is only boring to those who have no interest in God. So if the reason you don't quiet time, you don't study, you don't meditate, is because you think God's word is boring, then you have some retrospecting to do. Is that a word? I don't know. But you know what I mean. And so it's very important that you spend time alone with God. It's very important that he speaks to your heart and that you speak to him. And that you learn who he is and develop that relationship with him and love him. And you can't love him without knowing him. Amen?
Maybe you are hard to understand what I'm translating from Khmer language to English. But thank you for enduring to me.
So I want to trom trom take
So please endure with us because you don't understand Cambodian language. I'm trying to help you understand.
Michael got lang mao got nyei pi rueng preah kumpi dai hai sekrei chumnue.
Michael he came up here to
pi preah kumpi
to talk about the Bible and the faith in Jesus Christ.
ខ្ញុំតាំងពីជឿព្រះអង្គមកខ្ញុំនឹកឃើញពីព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គនេះ
Since I have believed in God and I always think about his word
រាល់ថ្ងៃមិនដែលខាននឹងមើលព្រះគម្ពីរ
I always read his word daily
រាល់ថ្ងៃមិនដែលខានអធិដ្ឋាន
And I also pray to God daily
ដើរអង្គុយឬទៅទីកន្លែងណាធ្វើការអ្វីក៏ទិដ្ឋានទៅព្រះ
Everywhere we go we read his word and also pray to him
ហើយអ្វីបានយើងអធិដ្ឋានហើយយើងមើលគម្ពីរ
Why do we have to read his word and pray to him
ពីព្រោះព្រះគម្ពីរគឺព្រះបន្ទូល
Because the Bible is the word of God
កាលណាយើងមើលព្រះគម្ពីរព្រះបានប្រាប់ឲ្យយើងដឹងពីការអ្វីៗទាំងអស់នៅក្នុងនេះ
When we read his word God tells us through the Bible that everything is happening so we can know everything that happened in the Bible
ហើយខ្ញុំចង់ជម្រាបបងប្អូនខ្លះពីអ្នកជឿនិងព្រះគម្ពីរ
So today we just want to share with you about the Bible and the believers
គម្ពីរជាសិភៅមួយសម្រាប់អ្នកដែលជឿ
The Bible is the word of God and it's like a book thatfor believers
ព្រះគម្ពីរគឺអ្នកសម្ដាប់របស់ព្រះដែលសរសេរចេញមក
So the book of the Bible is written by the people who believe in God. God has put the ability in them to do this job
តាមព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ព្រះអង្គ
And God give them the Holy Spirit to do this.
មនុស្សមិនអាចទៅសេបានទេ
So human theory cannot do this.
តែមាននៅក្នុងគម្ពីរនេះមានអ្នកសំណប់របស់ព្រះខ្លះ
But some word in the Bible is from the believers of God.
ទៅសេចេញមកតាមព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ព្រះអង្គដែរ
they write this book according to God's will
មានព្រះបន្ទូលខ្លះព្រះបន្ទូលផ្ទាល់របស់ព្រះអង្គ
and especially in some word in the Bible is from God's own word
ព្រះគម្ពីរទាំងមូលគឺជាព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ព្រះអង្គបណ្ដាលឲ្យតែងទេ
So the whole Bible is from God. God put the ability in the people to put his put the ability in his disciple to write the Bible.
ខ្ញុំចង់ជម្រាបបងប្អូនពីខគម្ពីរប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំមិនបានឲ្យមើលនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរទេតែសូមឲ្យបងប្អូនកត់នៅក្នុងគម្ពីរហើយមើលនៅផ្ទះ
So we just want to share with you some verses in the Bible and we not going to read it but we just want you to write down the book of the Bible and chapters and you can read it at home
ពីព្រោះពេលខ្លី
because we don't have enough time
ប្រការទី1ប្រការទី1
He has មិនមែនណាប្រការ
នឹងទៅមើលដល់ទៅប្រការទី
1 first point
ព្រះបន្ទូលពូកែជាពូជមិនចេះពុករលួយព្រះបន្ទូល
The word of God is like
មិនចេះពុករលួយ
The word of God is like the seed that cannot be decayed
ក
អេ
ព្រះបន្ទូលបង្កើតឲ្យមានជីវិតថ្មី
The word of God gave us new life
រះបន្ទូលផ្ដល់ជីវិតថ្មីអ្នកដែលទទួលទុកចិត្តដល់លើព្រះអង្គ
And the word of God gave us new life for the people who truly believe in him and put trust in him
នៅពេត្រុសខ្សែទី1ចំពុក1ខ23ពេត្រុសខ្សែទី1ពេត្រុស
in first peter
ចំពុក
1:19-25 in first peter 1:19-25
ខ
b
ព្រះបន្ទូលជួយសង្គ្រោះព្រលឹងមនុស្សនៅរស់
The word of God save the soul of the people.
នៅកាពីយ៉ាកប
James. It is said in James.
ចំពុក1ខ21.
In James 1:21.
ហើយមើលតទៅបានបកា2
second point.
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាកញ្ចក់សម្រាប់ឆ្លោះឲ្យឃើញអំពើបាប
So the word of God is like a mirror that reveal our sins.
នៅយ៉ាកុបចំពុក1ដែរខ23
It is said in James
ចំពុក
1:23
បកា3
the third point
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាអាហារពិតដល់អ្នកជឿ
The word of God is a real food for the truly believers
ខាងព្រលឹងវិញ្ញាណ
in the spirit and soul
ក
A
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាទឹកដោះសត្វសម្រាប់មនុស្សទើបនឹងកើតថ្មី
The word of God is likeIt's like a milk for those who are currently born in Christ.
ដូចកូនង៉ែតអញ្ចឹង
តាមការទឹកដោះ It's like when we are currently born in Christ it's like we are like the baby.
បកា6
in the spirit.
នៅពេត្រុសខ្សែទី1ដែរ
In first Peter
ចំពុក2ខ2
First Peter 2:22
ខ
B
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាអាហារសម្រាប់សេចក្តីសុចរិត
The word of God is the food for those who are righteous
នៅចោទិយថាចោទិយថាចំពុក3ចោទិយថាសេចក្តីសេចក្តី
មកការយកមក
ចោទិយថាចំពុក8ខ3
In
ចោទិយថា
In Deuteronomy 8:3
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាអាហារសម្រាប់មនុស្សពេញវ័យ
The word of God is the food for the youth
Hebrew ចំពុក5
In Hebrew
5:12-14
12-14
ប្រការ4
fourth point
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាពន្លឺ
the word of God is the light for believers A
ព្រះបន្ទូលបំភ្លឺផ្លូវពួកអ្នកជឿ
the word of God light up for the believers
ទំនុកកើងសង
In Psalms
119.
In Psalms 119.
119:105.
Call. B.
ព្រះបន្ទូលបង្ហាញអ្នកជឿឲ្យស្គាល់បំណងមហាតីព្រះ
So the word of God show
អ្នកជឿឲ្យស្គាល់ព្រះអង្គឲ្យស្គាល់បំណងមហាតីព្រះ
The word of God reveal reveal ourselves to understand God's will
ពេត្រុសខ្សែទី2ចំព ুক 1ខ19
In Peter
ខ្សែទី2
It is said in Peter It is said in Peter
1:19.
Oh, Second Peter 1:19.
Go.
See.
ព្រះបន្ទូលបំភ្លឺឲ្យឃើញសេចក្តីសង្ឃឹមហើយកំសាន្តចិត្តឲ្យបាត់ទុក្ខព្រួយ
The word of God show us hope
ប្រការ5
fifth point
ព្រះបន្ទូលជិះគ្រឿងលាងសម្អាតព្រះបន្ទូលជិះគ្រឿងលាងសម្អាត
ព្រះThe word of God is washed
លាងសម្អាតចិត្តយើង
wash our heart
ក
អេ
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាទឹកសម្រាប់លាងហើយញែកចេញជាបរិសុទ្ធ
The word of God is like the water that wash our sin
ឲ្យបរិសុទ្ធ
that wash our sin and be holy
Epistle 5 ខ 25 ដល់ 26
Ephesians
5 ខ 25
It is said in Ephesians 5:25-26
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាសេចក្តីពិតដែលញែកពួកអ្នកជឿចេញជាបរិសុទ្ធ
The word of God is like
ញែកពួកអ្នកជឿ
that separate the believers and non believers
យូហាន17:17
It is said in John 17:17
ប្រការ6
the sixth point
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាអាវុធ
and the word of God is like the weapon
ព្រះបន្ទូលពូកែហើយមុតជាងដាវមុខពីរទៅទៀត
And it is strong and sharper than a sword.
នៅ Hebrews ចំព ুক 4 ខ 12.
It is said in Hebrews 14:12.
មែនទេ? 4:12.
It is said in Hebrews 4:12. I'm sorry.
ខ
B
ព្រះទូជាដាវវិញ្ញាណ
And also the word of God is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
នៅអេផេសូជំពូក6ខ 17.
It is said in Ephesians 6:17.
Go.
See.
ព្រះបន្ទូលជាជំនួយសម្រាប់បំបែកចិត្តរឹង.
The word of God is like a hammer who break our sinful heart
នៅ Jeremiah
It is said in Jeremiah
23
Jeremiah
23:29
In 23:29 7 The 7 point
ព្រះទូមានសិទ្ធិភាពគឺអាចសម្រាប់សម្រេចអ្វីគ្រប់យ៉ាងទាំងអស
់ So the word through the word of God everything is done
ព្រះទូរបស់ព្រះអង្គដែលផ្សាយចេញទៅនឹងសម្រេចបានទាំងអស់
So the word of God that is spread to outside will be done.
No Isaiah.
It is said in Isaiah 55 verse 11.
ประการ8
8 point
ព្រះបន្ទូលស្ថិតនៅអស់កលជានិច្ច
and the word of God is eternal
ទោះផែនដីបានបាត់ទៅតែព្រះបន្ទូលនៅវិញ
even the earth is gone but his word is still alive
នៅម៉ាថាយ 24:35
it is in Matthew 24:35
ទំនុកទំកើង 102
and also in Psalm 102 verse 26
Jeremiah
and Jeremiah
31:35-36 Hebrew
in Hebrew
1:11 Isaiah
and Isaiah 51:6
Luca
in Luke 21:13
អរគុណព្រះអង្គនេះជាព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គពូកែគឺធ្វើការអ្វីការទាំងអស់ផែនដីទាំងមូលដែលព្រះអង្គបង្កើតមកគឺដោយសារព្រះបន្ទូលនេះឯង
So the word of God is really effective and everything on earth including the people is created by God's word
បើបងប្អូនអានរាល់ថ្ងៃបានឆ្អែតនៅខាងព្រលឹងវិញ្ញាណ
and if you reading his word daily you will be full in the spirit
ព្រះអង្គត្រូវការប្រើយើងគឺនៅក្នុងព្រះបន្ទូលនេះឯង
so God
ប្រើយើងចែកផ្សាយនឹងល្អ
So God want us to spread his word through his Bible through his word in the Bible
បើបងប្អូនអត់យល់នៅក្នុងព្រះបន្ទូល
If you don't understand the word in the Bible
មានគ្រូ Pastor Dale ហើយ Peter
So our elders here
គាត់អាចនឹងបង្រៀនបាន
They are happy to help you
Thank you
Thank you.